The Kichiaski Project, or known as the Sacred Land Project, run by project manager Lewis Carnell, says that this is a place that Indigenous peoples can gather to do ceremonies and cultural activities.
Well, Kichiaski Sacred Land is a unique site. It's a place where our people here in the city can go to do ceremonies and cultural activities. And we finally got construction started last fall, and it should be done this fall. But in the meantime, we're accessing the place for ceremonies to help serve the 60 or so Indigenous organizations and agencies and departments that serve our people here in the Edmonton area, instead of having to go out of town to do the basic ceremonies like sweat lodges and pipe ceremonies and various things like that.
Lewis says this project is centered around Indigenous families and helping to find a sense of identity and reconnection with basic ceremonies.
This project really is centered around Indigenous families and youth and young people. The elders had made it very clear when we started this project is that we need the space for our young people to reconnect with their sense of identity, culture, ceremony, and Mother Earth. You know, it's a place where they can reconnect with some of those basic ceremonies to plug themselves into that relationship with Mother Earth. So it's very central that we do these to support our young people and the families that support them as well.
Lewis goes on to say that in the future, sacred land will be used for education on Indigenous backgrounds by doing outdoor walks and teaching about the medicines of using herbs found on Mother Earth, with also offering programs to educate non-Indigenous peoples as well as part of the reconciliation movement.
We'd also like to create some programming for non-Indigenous people to come and learn more about who we are as Indigenous people, you know, as an effort, as a step towards reconciliation, because we all know that ignorance is best defeated by education, by knowledge, by having an experience with Indigenous people. And so we think that by providing this, we're also, you know, creating an anti-racist strategy as well, so that they can become more aware of the traditions that we have and the diversity of traditions that we have as well. And I think that's really important to reach out and to teach non-Indigenous people in a good way some of the basic understandings that we have as Indigenous people. And in this way, we're hoping that they will better understand why we do the things that we do.
Carnell says that the elders are hoping that this would inspire other cities with concepts for Indigenous cultural spaces across Canada.
What the elders also were hoping that this project would inspire is other cities to do the same thing for their Indigenous peoples. And already I've gotten a call from Toronto, I've gotten a call from Winnipeg, I've gotten a call from Calgary. People are interested in moving forward with their own concept of having an urban Indigenous cultural ceremonial space. And we feel that that's, you know, our gift to Canada that our people need.
CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.